Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And speaking of Friday afternoons, we are in the last hours of our fund drive this year. And so if you want to call after the show at 550-8484 and make a pledge, that would be terrific. Well, today we have folks on here from Cyrano's most recent production opening tonight. The play is called Calendar Girls, written by Tim Firth, based on the same name of the film, Calendar Girls. And we have three of the Calendar Girls here. We have Ursula Gould, who's playing the part of Cora. Welcome to the show, Ursula.
Thank you.
We have Susan Riley, who's playing the part of Jessie. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you, Steve.
And we have Gigi Lynch, who's playing the part of Chris. Welcome to the show, Gigi.
Thanks.
Gigi, we stopped with you. We'll start with you. Calendar Girls. Tell us what this play is about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first and foremost, it is about friendship, about a group of women who come together on a regular basis to have their little meetings. And, you know, everybody thinks we're all about plum jam and knitting. And turns out we have a lot more fun things to do than that in the course of the show. So I think that one of the things that is so interesting, though, that I didn't know anything about before I started doing, you know, my research or whatever, is I didn't know anything about the WI, the Women's Institute. They are such a powerful force over in England. They actually started in Canada and then moved over and started, I think, you guys can probably chime in here anytime you want, with all the things that they did. I mean, they're 250,000 women strong over there. They're really a political force. When they set their minds to something, it usually gets accomplished. It's just absolutely amazing.
How does this organization tie in with the play?
Well, because we are the Women's Institute. We're one of the chapters.
Got you.
And
so,
yes.
But so the play itself is about these women. Where does the term calendar girls come into the play?
Well, that's the Women's Institute is where we meet, WI. That's where we hang out together. It's kind of it's essentially a ladies' club, a women's club. The Calendar Girls comes about because of our desire to
raise
memorialize
mm-hmm. yes.
a man that we all really, really care about. Go, Ursula.
Yeah, he's the husband of one of the characters, and we want to buy a sofa because the other sofa has springs poking out when you sit down to visit people in the hospital. And so we want to replace it. And so that's, we get the idea to do a calendar because flesh sells. And we make some money and mm-hmm. we end up buying one.
Because mm-hmm. Chris has a devious mind.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
reminds us that our last calendar of views of Yorkshire Bridges raised enough money to pay for a hamster's leg cast, right?
Mm, yeah, just about. Almost.
So what's so special about this calendar? Is it just the women on the calendar or is there anything special about it?
Oh, very much so. I mean, what I love about it so much, and as you'll see if you get to come to the play, is that the creation of each little vignette is represents, I should say, all the different things that the WI is about. So knitting and jam making and flower arranging and cooking and all of those things, but with a little bit of a twist.
Except that the woman who's doing it mm-hmm. is
nude.
Thank you. I'm so glad you didn't say naked.
Yes. Naked is just not a word.
Not
a, no,
it's
because
nude.
There's
nude.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm. Totally nude.
Ursula, I want you to elaborate a bit more on this. Could you please?
Well, we are very brave because we do it nude, but we are strategically covered and modest, but there might be some occasions of wardrobe malfunctions. Hopefully not, but I'm sure the audience will be anticipating such happenings.
You know, this reminds me, was it last year that the fire department had that calendar out with all the firemen on it that was so popular in town here? Sold a lot of money. They raised a lot of money from that. So,
mm-hmm.
which reminds me, this is actually based on a true event, isn't it?
Yes,
yes,
it is true. They did this to raise money for this sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And
talk about it. Go ahead, Ursula. Go ahead.
Well, they make some good money. They make a lot of money, actually. And so
far more than they need for the sofa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Far more. Enough to buy a wing for a hospital.
But there's some conflict, and it's not just about a calendar. There's some conflict with the characters as well. So can you talk about that?
Well, you know, as there are in all friendships, there is, you know, times when you disagree. And Chris, my character, gets very, very involved in the making of the calendar because it's kind of, she kind of thinks it's her thing. And Annie, my best friend, really doesn't like the direction that it's going. So that's where the conflict comes. And it's, you know, when you get really involved and excited about something, sometimes you lose sight of the thing that first made you say, I want to do this. And all of a sudden you think, oh, this is my baby, and I'm going to get to do this, and I'm going to get to do that. And the other person's looking at you like, what? That's not where I intended this to go. So that's where the conflict comes from.
Well, we're starting to talk about characters. So, Susan, tell us about your character, Jesse.
Oh, my character, Jesse, is a retired school teacher. She, I am probably the, well, I am the, of the group of us in the WI, I'm sort of the oldest. I am the oldest. And I have actually taught some of these women in school. I've known many of them most of their lives. And so I have kind of a different view of them in some respects, kind of a little bit more of the mother or teacher. Girls.
Yes, Miss Raystray. Yes, thank
you. For those just tuning in and were suddenly woken up by that, we're talking with cast members from the play Calendar Girls by Tim Firth, opening tonight at Serenos Theater Company, running through the 20th of November. We're talking with Gigi Lynch, Ursula Gould, and Susan Riley, who just woke up the entire studio. Ursula, tell us about your character of Cora.
Well, my character is the only single calendar girl. I'm a single mother. I became pregnant in college with a black man. And I come home from college, and my father, who's the vicar at the church, it's very uncomfortable and it doesn't work out. So I lose him. I lose touch with him. And it's a very poignant situation. And I have a lot of fun. I like to drink. Cora was a smoker, and she was in a band with this man. That's how they met. They were making music, and I'm the church organist, so I play the piano some and sing.
And she's our musical director at the WI. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, people who know you, Ursula, know you sing at a drop of a hat. So do you sing in the show?
I start the show singing.
Oh, good.
Yes.
A cappella.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a cappella.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things I love so much about this show is that each woman has a wonderful backstory. And it all comes out. Everybody has their own life and what's happened to them, and some of it's hilarious and some of it's poignant and touching, and yet even though we're all so different from each other, we're all still such strong friends, and that's what's wonderful.
So it sounds like you guys are strong friends right now. I mean, as a cast member, it sounds like the cast has grown together as being very strong.
It has. Yeah, we've never worked together before.
No.
Yeah.
Ursula's the only person I knew in the cast when we started, except for Krista. And
Krista Schwarting, the director.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's excellent.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Yeah, it has been a lot of fun because we've had people from all walks of life come together and we have bonded. I mean, you know, I often think what must have happened with the very first cast of Hair. And so there's something very bonding about having to get nude on stage together.
Yes, and take care of each other
and
in
take
the process.
Care of each other. Have each other's back and front.
Every minute, yes, yes.
But you're not really saying whether or not there is nudity on the stage.
That remains to be seen.
That seems to be the catch line of this play.
Yes,
that
it
remains
is.
To be seen. But after tonight, opening night, well, maybe after last night, preview, people will start to talk about that.
Oh, we had a wonderful preview last night.
And I bet you'll have a wonderful run all the way through November the 20th is when you run.
Yes.
Thursdays through Sundays, I believe.
Yes.
Correct.
So the play, you talk about the women, but I think, aren't there three men in this play as well? Are they
yes.
just like, oh. are they just...
Psst, comic relief. No.
Okay, guys.
There are a couple husbands. Chris and Annie, the main characters, they're husbands. And then there are photographers. that.
So are they just like, just, you know, extras on the stage?
Actually, Lawrence, our photographer, the concept behind the calendar really came from his talking to John, who is Annie's husband, the one who died. And Lawrence really is the one who has the concept for the calendar.
Yeah.
And then has to sell it to the rest of us. He doesn't have to sell it much to Chris. She's
no.
in. But he has to do a bit of a pitch for those, the rest of us.
Yes. So Gigi, you mentioned before that this calendar sort of features the women doing different activities. Is that how the scenes are constructed in the play? They're doing different activities, and then the photoist, or you're shaking your head no. Tell me.
No, we have meetings. But we're not actually doing our individual knitting or jam making during the show.
Well, I don't know. Jesse's knitting.
Oh, that's
on stage.
True. You are knitting.
Yeah, and you're singing, so.
Well,
you know,
right.
We are doing a little bit of it.
We don't make jam on stage.
We don't make jam. No.
It sounds like you're jamming all the time on the
We are. And I should also say some of the men and a couple of the other characters actually play multiple roles. So the
women play their own, just one role, but the men play other roles?
Yes. Some of the other cast members play multiple roles. Yes.
Well, this has been a delight talking to the three of the mini calendar girls here on Stage Talk. We were talking about Calendar Girls, written by Tim Firth, opening tonight at Cyrano's, running through November the 20th. My guests today have been Gigi Lynch playing the part of Chris, Ursula Gould playing the part of Cora, and Susan Riley playing the part of Jessie. Thanks so much for dropping by and talking about this show.
Thanks
for having us. Pleasure.
Well, that's it for Stage Talk this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA, and don't forget, 550-8484 to pledge today.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.